this thing on.
Morena, Master Johansson.
Morena, Karen. How is it going on your end?
Very good. How's it going on your end?
Yeah, not too shabby, yeah. Not in the studio with you today, obviously.
No, you're in Te Whanganui Atara. You're in your hometown.
That's right. I'm sitting on the parents' couch.
Are you indeed? What are they doing today?
I was like going to tell them that I was doing this radio slot, but I haven't seen them. So if they walk past and go, "Hi, Fran, how's it going, Fran?" then you'll know, you know.
Yeah, what's up?
That's that. I would have done it in my room, but it's bad Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. What's your room like?
Oh, you don't even want to go there. It's crazy. It's the room I was in since I was like 10. I stapled a whole bunch of things I was going to take to the op shop to the ceiling so that I could soundproof it, but then it just got infested with spiders.
Ooh.
I stapled like 60 Goosebumps covers to my wall. It's basically just a mess of staples and nails and like paint on the walls. And I mean, it's lovely if it wasn't for the fact that like I'd been in there for so long. It's crazy. I come back there sometimes and I see it with fresh eyes, and I will stop talking about the room eventually, and that time is now.
Your parents want to leave it exactly like you left it.
Yeah, it's the Museum of Horrors.
Hey, so why are you in Wellington? I've got a poster here which says Finn Johansson, EU Tour Doco Screening and Live Solo Show.
That's right. Well, I was actually here to play Beervana, which is the big thing at the stadium where you go and drink lots of beer. And I thought, well, why not do something slightly less cultured at the same time? And so I booked a screening of my beautiful friend Theo's documentary. He came overseas with me when we played something like 16 shows in Europe. And he was like, you know what, Finn, if we don't make any money, I'll make a documentary at the same time. And so it'll all be worth it. And that's what happened. On both fronts, and I screened it in Wellington on Thursday, and yeah, that's that.
How'd it go?
Oh, it was so good. We managed to sell out, which I was very happy with, and we did it at Garrett Street, 13 Garrett Street, which if anybody's in Wellington, you've got to check it out. It's a flat, but it's also like a creative space. They put on gigs and stuff, and the co-pupper there, oh, exceptional. They just so welcoming, and I feel like every gig should be like a gig there, so real props to them. And yeah, we put a projector up, we put a fireplace, 12-hour fireplace, YouTube video on the background while I was playing. I played some new songs, and yeah, it's always weird seeing yourself up on the screen, but I got used to it. I got used to it.
Oh, I look forward to seeing it. Is it coming to Tāmaki?
Yeah, I'm just figuring it out now, but it might be a small theatre situation with a little bit of nice music as well. I'll keep you posted.
Cool. Okay, so we're here to talk Demo Gods, and last week you told us that you're partnering up a collab with Jasmine Mary, which I'm pretty excited to hear the end result.
Yeah, Jasmine's been on the list since day one, and I asked them at the start of our season, and they were like, oh, well, I'm releasing an album, so I'm going to be tied up till August. We managed to get in there, so thank you to them. And I think Jasmine is like the perfect person for a Demo Gods. It's been 6 episodes now, and I'm kind of developing like a Demo Gods theory, you know, how people can and do approach it. You know, there's a few axes to align yourself along. It's like how hard you lean into the concept of a demo is one thing, you know, whether you want it really polished or not. I feel like Jasmine was like, it's a demo. We're going to go instinctive. And then there's like the comfort zone, you know, like how, whether you go with instruments and song styles that you're used to. And once again, I think Jasmine was like, nah, new instruments, neither of us play. This is a demo. We're going to see what kind of comes out of the chaos of that. So I think, in those two respects and many others, Jasmine was a perfect Demo Gods person.
Yeah, you didn't tell me what they were going to choose for their prompt last week because you hadn't actually decided.
Do you remember what we both agreed that they would probably choose?
Gory details? No.
No, that's a good. It could have been in the shortlist.
I think you said we need more orchestra.
I was adamant that they would choose We Need More Orchestra, and I showed them the list, and they were like hearing at it, and they went, "We need more orchestra."
Perfect, and that's the name of the song is perfect.
That's right. Yeah. So, I mean, they just sent it to me with that title, and I was like, "That is the best. That's the best title."
Okay.
And yeah, they chose Yeah, you go, you go.
Yeah, I was just saying, I had a quick listen to it. I love it. It's definitely demo quality, you know. It's a sort of, I don't mean that disparagingly, but I mean that it's something you could work on in another layer.
Absolutely. It's good. It's good like that, for sure.
What instrumentation did you use on it?
Okay, so as soon as Jasmine said, we need more orchestra, they ran out of the room, came back with a violin, which I've never seen them play a violin. Started doing like a waltz pluck on the violin, then laid down all of these like violin notes on top of each other. And then we were like, okay, we need a B part. So from the A part to the B part, we recorded jingling keys on a cymbal, like all sorts of like found percussion. And then another thing that people might not associate with Jasmine Mary that we did was auto-tune. We stepped into the world of auto-tune for the B part. And then, I feel like those are really the main, apart from a synth, which is everybody kind of, I mean, Jasmine's already proven that they're a cool synth person. But, yeah, so instrumentally, those were the outliers, and I think that they work pretty cool.
And you do vocals on this, though.
Yeah, although in the middle of the song, Jasmine comes in, and then at the end of the song, Jasmine takes over the lead vocal. The way we wrote the lyrics was cool, too. They were like, let's just write lyrics for 2 minutes and we'll write anything. It's the sort of like automatic writing thing where you just let your pen do the writing. And then we swapped lyrics, chose our favorite lyrics of the other person's lyrics, and then we sang the other person's lyrics. So I chose my favorite ones of Jasmine's lyrics, which were, if I was an animal, I'd be you. And the wind took on the form of me, making everyone rub their eyes. And they took, I closed one eye so I can concentrate on the numbers. I think I was a little, I mean, you can't say that anybody's better or worse at the automatic writing thing, but Jasmine was like, they write poetry all the time, so it's sort of like their muscles are up.
Why did you call it perfect?
You're going to have to get that information out of Jasmine next time they're here promoting something, because I don't know, apart from the fact that I think it's just Jasmine's energy.
Righto, yeah. Then.
And also, it's a perfect song.
Gives us a good lead-in. I have it here on my laptop, so I'm going to play it off the laptop. You sent it to me overnight. What time was your email this morning? I should check.
Oh, it was probably a completely regular time.
Now you're with Mar and Pa. Okay, yeah. So Jasmine Mary with Finn Johansson, their demo God submission, if you call it a submission, is called Perfect, and I'm going to play it now. Here we go.
If I was an animal, I'd be you. If I was an animal, of me making everyone rub their eyes.
Just like that, Jasmine and Finn sharing vocal duties there. Jasmine Mary, Finn Johansson, and Perfect for Demo Gods. Perfect, Finn.
Perfect, just like a little perfect demo, you know? Perfect like an imperfect, perfect little nice demo.
Love the flute.
That was the instrument that I forgot to talk about. But yeah, Jasmine is now do you say a flautist?
Flautist? You did talk about it. I'm sure you just said they ran out the room and got the flute.
No, they got the violin. But last week I said that they were definitely last time I was in their studio, I saw them with a flute, and then last time I saw them play live, they busted out their flute for a very verdant solo.
Verdant. It's a good
word.
Yeah,
like the rolling hills.
Right. Okay, so you're back in your adopted hometown next week, and for this season of the Saturday Spring, it's the last of season two. We come back again in October. So I thought maybe it would be a good idea that we played all six of those demos that you've done over the last few months.
Oh my God, that would be a great idea. That would be so cool.
And you can tell us, just for those who missed some of them, a little bit about each one. Just remember who we've worked with. You'll know.
Lips.
Yep, Lips.
We started with Lips. Then it was Rodney Fisher. Juno is Emily Wheatcross Snape, aka M, and Jasmine. I think that's all six.
Good. All right. So when are you heading back home?
Oh, we will have to double check with all these people, because the whole thing is that it's only played once. So I'll just double check with all the artists and make sure.
You think they might object?
Well, it was just a stipulation. You've got to be respectful of a stipulation.
Yeah, true. All right. Hey, and you've chosen a track which I love from Gordon's, Spick and Span, to play as well. Why this one?
No, I was just thinking about a track that I could bring. And I remember I haven't gone through a gigantic flying numb face, but Gordon's always spoke to me very deeply. And brings back memories of being in the car on tour and just playing that album really loud. They're like incredible. Like, I just never heard a band sound kind of as cool in this way as they do. So they rock.
I saw this band, Gordon's, live, and this was the only band. It's got nothing to do with the band because it's so loud. that was part of the gig.
Yeah.
But it was the only gig I've ever fallen asleep in, and I wasn't tired.
I got so many questions about that, but yes. You might have to tell me another day.
Yeah, I'll tell you in a DM.
Okay. Yes, DM me about that.
Okay, so Spick and Span, Gordon's. Okay, Finn, thank you.
All right, have a great one, Karen. Thanks.
Perfect.
this thing out.